Tony, could you give us your thoughts so soon after a disappointing defeat today?
Well, obviously we were well below par. I thought we could probably be playing till next week and not score a goal today. The creativity in the final third was really poor. The movement of the players at the top end of the pitch was really poor. And you know, we can't keep a clean sheet every week and try and scrape a win. We have to be a better football team than that. And you know, we weren't today. I thought the defenders got bullied a little bit. I thought they had their strikers give us some problems. And we didn't give them any, and ultimately, you know, we ultimately got what we deserved. You know, we, I don't know, it was 90 minutes, but, you know, as I said, I think we probably could have been still playing and not scored a goal today, which was really frustrating for us, and obviously for the people and the supporters who paid good money and travelled today, it's disappointing for them to see their team, you know, not create as much as we should have done, but or could have done. I wouldn't question their desire. I thought their desire was there. I thought they were a team that were desperate to get a result, and yet we didn't happen for us today.
You said on Thursday when we spoke to you that Oldham Athletic, if we weren't at it, would cause problems today. Did they serve up everything you expected?
Absolutely. They're a confident team at the moment. They've won four on the bounce now. You know, they come into this game confident. I've been watching them. They're a very talented player. They've got some talented footballers who can give you problems. We were aware of that. And and yet, my disappointment is how we played, not about Oldham, to be honest. It's, and we have to be miles better than that if we think we're going to find the consistency to stay at the top end of a table. You know, we have to be a lot better than we showed today.
Have your plans been hampered a lot in the last few days with no Downing and no Evans today?
No, not really. Listen, you have to put up with injuries. They are part and parcel of the game. Downing was never going to make it. Downing's had a hamstring problem since the last game against Gillingham. And Corey's a frustration for us, of course. He trained Thursday and then he was too sore, really. He didn't actually finish that training session, and, you know, he didn't make it because he picked up an injury in the international break.
In terms of the plus points today, I suppose, had Elliot Bennett hit the target when he'd gone round the goalkeeper, the game would be totally different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, listen, it's... Yeah, maybe he should have scored. Elliot obviously apologised to players. There's no need to do that because it was a great run through the middle of the park and well picked out. He went around the goal, he did the hard bit and couldn't finish it off. But, I don't know whether it had been any different. I'm not sure. It's, you know, I felt as if they had some good footballers on the pitch today in confident mode, and we were sort of, as we've done away from home, really. We were sort of trying to suffocate their spaces and try and score on the break a little bit. We didn't control the game as much as we talked about this week, and that's credit to them. You know, they're a decent side, but we have to be miles better. That's all. We've said that to the players. We just have to be better, and let's see if we can manage that as we move on.
A few yellow cards in the second half. Would it be fair to say some of your players had to take one for the team in various areas, or were you disappointed with them?
No, listen, I think that's fine. It's part of football. I get annoyed sometimes when people don't make professional fouls, if that's what it's called, in the midfield area. We knew how they played today. It was two different systems. We knew they had a number 10 who was floating behind our midfield, and it's very dangerous when he picked the ball up behind our midfield in the gaps. I thought our defence played too deep, and yet we've talked about that in the past with the personnel. With it, when Wardy plays, it's very difficult to push a high line and press the game too high, and so we you know, we got caught a little bit in between. And them bookings, you know, part and parcel of football. I don't think there was anything malicious there. I think their crowd obviously got a bit irritated because they were chasing the game, and ultimately they got their rewards. But yeah, no thoughts on the yellow cards. I don't think there was anything other than a team, as you said, taking one for the team in situations where we were pushing on, which made some real positive changes to try and win the game and left ourselves a little bit more vulnerable than we'd been for the first hour or so. But that's okay.
I appreciate you here to talk about this game, but do you think with the injuries that Evans and Downing have got, they've no chance for Tuesday either?
I think it's difficult. I think it's probably won't make Tuesday, but let's wait and see. You never know with the injuries they've got, really. I think Corey, another couple of days might give him a better chance. I don't know. I think Paul Downing, I think hamstrings, you've got to be very careful with them and not to rush them back. Otherwise, it could be another 6-8 weeks out. So we need to protect him, probably.